It's been a Cowboys heavy day. You got a lot of news circulating with Trayvon Diggs getting cut, what the ramifications are for this Cowboys defense, who's even going to be leading this Cowboys defense here in the very near future. Well, someone from the Star reached out to us, because why wouldn't they?
Yeah, of course.
Saying that they had some inside information on the Trayvon Diggs situation. He wants to speak anonymously, so we will give him that forum. So let's go now to the Star in Frisco and speak to our Deep Throat informant. Deep Throat, can you hear us?
Howdy. Thank you for having me, and thank you for getting team out safety. I sure do appreciate you, fellas.
Why do you think you need safety, loud man?
Well, there, DJ and Monty, my days are numbered, and... Gosh, I don't think I'll have a time for this job next week. I feel as if the Cowboys are trying to silence me because I'm willing to speak out, and I'm not sure how long I'll be here for much longer. I will be. I'm a danger, boys.
I don't understand what this voice is. We've already modulated your voice, sir, so you don't, or ma'am, so you don't have to put on any voice here.
I'm sorry about that, DJ, but I'm speaking in my normal voice.
Well... Mr. Deep Throat Informant, what can you tell us about you guys waving Trayvon Diggs?
Well, there, Mario, I've only been here for a short time, but I can tell you this problem has been systemic long before I got here. It's a real doozy.
Yeah, we know Jerry's been a long-standing issue with the team.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, who are you talking about?
Aiden. That one of the fellas got more power than me.
You mean like Aiden Diggs?
He sure is, and he's been running it for years. Ever since he stole the show of that Hard Knocks, Jerry decided he wanted to keep him around and keep interest in the team since he's been bad so long and get the youth to buy Diggs jerseys. So Aiden's been running this team defense.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah,
it's pretty complex. For
golly, I tell you, that's why Trayvon never made any tackles on defense. It's all Aiden. He's calling the plays, not that smart Eberflus guy you've been talking about earlier.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You think Eberflus is smart? You can't... I don't know if you can watch this defense this year and think the guy at the control of this thing is smart.
Hey there, I know I'm smart.
What?
He's smart. Eberflus is smart.
Did he say I?
He did say
he,
I.
He's handsome. I bet he smells real nice. So,
Jay, can you do me a favor and take the voice effect off? Who is this? Is this Matt Eberflus himself, defensive coordinator of the Cowboys?
Well, gosh, it sure is. He got me there.
Wow. He kind of sounds like Goofy a little bit. Well, I got to be honest with you, Coach. We all thought you were the reason the defense has been bad.
I'll tell you there, though, Monto.
Thank you.
I don't know what I'm doing here. Aiden stormed into Jerry's office demanding to hire me, and gosh, apparently... I have this distinct voice that he's familiar with that he would with the team.
It is distinct. You sound very much like the Disney character Goofy.
Well, I only agreed to this because I knew it was a Mickey Mouse franchise and I could be trying to turn things around. But Aiden up in here, up until about yesterday, I mean, they were going to use me as a scapegoat.
Well, I mean, even if Aiden, the child, is running things, your defense was still pretty bad, Coach.
Well, golly, that ain't my fault. You saw how the Bears went, and heck... Trayvon got a concussion trying to install that TV into Aiden's jungle gym at the Star. And also, how was I supposed to know that Aiden would ship Mike out of town just because he refused to get Aiden a new juice box?
Wait, that can't be why they got rid of Micah.
No way.
It sure is, Monto. Now, if you'll excuse me, this is my last weekend, and I prefer to spend it with my friend Mickey.
Mickey Mouse?
No, Mickey Spagnuolo. We're going to tear this place up. I've got to live forever, you
That makes more sense.
Oh, gosh. Well, it turns out I guess we were actually talking to Coach Matt Eberflus, maybe for the last time ever,
hopefully,
for many different reasons, including he's probably going to be fired.